Greetings, all you sweet-toothed adventurers! It is I, the Sorbet Sorcerer, your friendly, local, chaotic, good-humor man, and owner of Cold of Cone, the most glorious ice cream parlor in all of Six Rivers! It's a hot one out there, isn't it? It feels like someone has cast Fireball on my very soul! If you are suffering the heat, why not stop in for a treat? I use the very finest cream, fruits, and candies, with only the most expertly applied chill touch spell to create a delightful ray of frost for your taste buds. This summer, enjoy all of your favorites! Peppermint Paladin, Vanilla Familiar, Chip Witch Blast, Choco Dip Cantrip, Kobold Tracks, with real peanut butter cups and real reptilian scales, Rocky Rogue, Prestidigitatio, Boysenberry Sanctuary, Smite Bite, it's chock full of tasty little bites of smite, Almond Bark Skin, Taste of Haste, Spiritual Spork, it tastes like spork, Lemon Mental, Grasping Limes, Mordenkainen's Faithful Mounds, it's got coconut, Rum Raisin the Dead, Bananishment, and new this month, my goblin apprentice Klaunce has come up with a new creation. It's Barter Scotch, with a delightful scotch base and little crunchy candy music notes. Or, why don't you try one of our loot beer floats? Sprinkled with real gold flakes, they don't just float, they levitate right into your mouth. And remember, for all of our lactose intolerant heroes, we've got our non-dairy, very berry, fairy fire. You'll have a magic mouth after you eat our tasty treats. If you've got burning hands, come on down to Cold of Cone. And remember, I psychic scream, you psychic scream, we all psychic scream for ice cream.
You're listening to the show about horse ballads and non-existent introductions. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew, and I may have a blimp fetish.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right. Anyway, show everybody your toy.
Is that a crossbow? What is that?
No, it's a drone.
Oh, I see. Wait, what is
He's
that actually?
He's very excited about his new pink motor.
I have a pink motor.
Is that a drone?
It's the start of a drone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything. It looks like a big, like, it's a big
Listen,
pog.
Alex is holding it.
It's a pog.
It's a drone.
It's pogs. Alex likes pogs. The secret's out. He's a weirdo.
It's a pog. What's
yeah,
a pog?
He knows what pogs are. His house is made of pogs.
He invented pogs. That's why we have to keep his identity secret.
We used to have pog juice at college.
Pomegranate juice.
Pomegranate orange guava.
That is not what I'm talking about.
No, pogs.
Stop pretending not to know what pogs
Invented
are.
Invented by Stephen Pog.
That's his name.
The player of Bathwack.
Stephen Pog.
The player of Bathwack.
They
I
were
thought
just,
that was
they
Isaac
these,
Childress.
They were these things that were back in the 90s, I think, right? Like, they were just these
They actually
circles.
Don't know what pogs are?
I don't think they do. They're old, remember?
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're
I was
old,
make
too.
I am. I know. I'm like their
She meant we're old? I'm so old, I didn't get the joke.
I'm so old, I'm dying. But, no, I was making the joke because it was in the 90s that was it in the 90s?
Sure.
That's when we started our careers. We
oh.
were like career
what?
People in
That's
the 90s.
That's when I was born.
They were these dumb circles. Look it up. It's just these stupid cardboard. That's all they were. So they were like
they
these...
were cardboard.
Oh, yeah, they were cardboard, but then there were metal ones, and you tried to.
Those were called slammers.
Slammers, but they're all pogs, right? Isn't it pogs? I never had a single pog in my life. But I remember kids
and they
had who
different
had
pictures
pogs.
On them.
Yeah, they had like different like random stuff.
Uh-huh.
What
and
the
you
fuck
could collect
was
them.
Pogs?
I guess there was a game
Alex,
or something.
Why did you invent pogs? What the hell?
The secret's out. Call him Steven.
Steven Pog.
I don't know why you remember them.
Because I think it's because they were so stupid. I remember it was a craze. Like it was like slap bracelets.
It's like
but
remembering
at least slap
pet rocks.
Bracelets are pretty cool. Right. No, pogs were just, I don't even, you just hit them and then
I don't know,
explode.
There was a game.
I don't know.
I don't know how it worked, I never played
See,
it.
Did
I
they go pop,
either.
Like, did they like bend and you go pop?
No, like you just, the slammer was the thing, it was just this metal pog, it was a metal circle, and you threw
you
it
to, like,
at the pile
like,
of cardboard
like hit the
ones?
Edge of one.
Oh, really?
Like fling it up into the pile of pogs, I don't know.
What an amazingly dumb idea.
Yeah, it was, wow. I mean, I never understood it, and I know that there were, I must have been at the age of the pog
of
popularity.
Of pog desire.
Right?
Popularity.
But I was like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And so I still don't know what the game is. Somebody's going to be mad and be like, guys, how do you not know how to play Pogs? And it's Alex. That's
how do you not know how to Pog?
He's going to write in pretending to be somebody else.
Yep, but we'll know it's Steven.
I'm going to leave a 5-star review.
Greg, did you play Pogs? He's so quiet. I think it's because he played Pogs.
Greg, are you drunk?
I'm completely wasted. I've been trying to figure out why my computer's connection was iffy, but I think I got it. I don't think I ever played Pogs. I was in fifth grade when they were like at their peak. So
their Pog peak.
I don't even remember what grade I was in. That's amazing that he.
Like,
are you
I think
sure
I had a few
Pogs?
That I like had just gotten that people didn't want, and I was like, "Well, I should have a few."
Yeah, right.
Picked them
like,
up off the ground. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this was. I mean, people on average had like 200.
They were actually
in their
just
backpack
condoms.
And nothing else.
No,
and,
Greg's totally right.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Pokemon cards or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was too old
for
the
truly,
Pokemon
it's a
craze.
Glorified, it's a round Pokemon card on cardboard instead of paper.
Right.
And it was a sort of thing that everyone was like, well, this can't possibly take off. And then, like, everyone was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This everyone. Conversation is making my dentures itch.
Well, there's your episode title.
That's amazing.
She reaches off screen, pulls out a pog, starts scratching it. I had no idea. It was just her denture scratcher.
And there were, you could get a little machine that you could make your own.
What?
That sounds
am
vaguely
I remembering
familiar.
That correctly?
Oh
I think
God.
So.
Oh my God, what you guys?
Like similar to the machines that you could make your own little
buttons.
The buttons.
Pins,
wow.
Yeah. It was like a stamp thing. Yeah, I vaguely remember something like that. I think you're right.
That's
all right,
fun.
To the internet.
I'm already there.
I'm not.
I don't think this is the right thing. I typed in
uh-oh.
Pog machine.
Uh-oh.
And the first result was a Pog, short for portable ozone generator, is a safe and powerful way to naturally destroy viruses and odor causing bacteria without the use of harsh chemicals, deodorizers, or cleansers.
I bought one.
Not what the
you do? You have a Pog
in the 90s.
I have an ozone thing. Yeah,
oh
I have
gosh.
An ozone thing.
So
it makes
actually,
the basement not smell like
has
cat.
Has a Pog right now.
Yep,
that's,
you're the only one.
Wow.
But here, yeah, exactly. But that is what the machine looked like that makes the actual Pogs that you're talking about.
And I see in the description it says milk cap. That's like what it's based on. Like,
milk cap?
Like a milk cap?
Yeah, like the old bottle cap games.
Yeah, because like the old glass milk bottles had like a cardboard circle underneath the
so
top to like
seal it. So it's not
from
the 90s?
No, Pogs are.
It is from the
90s.
But
like
Pogs taking
are a cardboard
that...
knockoff of bottle caps.
Wow.
Yeah, to like...
It says rare 1995 vintage.
Oh my God, buy it! Buy it!
Let's go to Target every day and see
wow.
Oh my gosh.
$20 for a Pog maker.
For a
last
rare
one.
One,
guys.
Wow.
Last one
the
on
last
eBay.
One on
last
Earth.
One on Earth.
Yep.
Except there are others.
That Steven doesn't have.
That Steven
has all
is that
the
really
rest.
A person?
He's right next to you.
Stephen Pogg.
Alex, it's Alex.
I don't understand Stephen why your name
Portable
keeps
Ozone
changing.
Guava.
What'd you say?
Pause.
Stephen
champ.
Portable Ozone Guava.
His portable ozone is guava flavored or guava scented.
Mm. It's
I
guava
love my ozone
infused.
Generator.
Mm. It's got
it helped
guava.
Us sell our house.
Oh. That's good.
Okay, here we go. What do I play?
Uh-oh.
This.
There's the passion orange guava?
It's gotta be.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how many could there possibly be?
Right. It sounded to me like something that they just, like, mixed together. I didn't realize
that's
it
what
was
I
like a branded...
It's like a Tropicana. It was
I was looking through pictures of Pog, like, oh. Pog's the game, yep. And then this popped up. I was like, oh, it's
wow.
A thing. It's an actual, like, somebody made
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Oh
I drank gosh. That for, like, 4 years in college in California.
And look what happened.
Look what happened. I got old!
And all your teeth fell out.
Now you need dentures, yeah.
It gets right under your dentures. Tickles.
Oh my gosh. It's effervescent. 0.03% juice.
Triple fruit beverage from concentrate.
Hey, well, fruit beverage. I think that means
triple
it can't
fruit
it's not
beverage.
Juice, but it's from concentrate.
Jean triple fruit. I love that actress.
I thought you said tipple fruit. Tipple.
Ah, a little tipple of fruit. All right, I have no idea
do
what's
going to happen.
Make, oh, what?
Do you want to make
what?
Alex read the recap
yes.
That he wrote?
That's what
yes.
I was just about to say. I don't know what's going to happen when I say, previously on Pork Fried Dice.
I'll hold it up for him. Here he goes.
His hands are occupied with all those pogs.
Say it loudly.
What? Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my god, this is riveting.
Is this an ad read?
Wait a second. Are you doing an ASDR? What's it called? ADRS?
ASMR.
Yes! You have to excuse me. I'm old. I don't remember.
Try to pretend you're a radio announcer. Let's see how excited you can sound. Let's go.
Oh,
let's do it.
He can't do that right after Greg did it last week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He
oh,
was
yeah.
A very good radio
you have to be
announcer.
A boxing announcer.
Yes. Don't pretend
is,
like you're
is
not.
Is that how you heard this when I wrote it?
Yes.
Yes.
No. No. I just want to hear it that way now.
I'm trying to. Boxing.
I don't even know what that is.
In the red
oh,
corner.
Like a, yeah.
Do it like the monster truck rally. Rally.
Rally.
Sunday. Vroom, vroom,
vroom. Yeah. Like ship cracked. We flew. It was exhilarating! You mean like that?
Yes! Yeah! Keep going! Yeah!
No, that's all we've got. Oh, Royal We.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Will.
There, that's the end.
I love how
that's
truck monster truck commercials end with that just sort of trail off.
That's true.
I have my notes, but I didn't rehearse anything. Do you want me to read my notes?
Yeah, sure. We gotta figure out what happened. Because
oh,
nobody
be
remembers. Well, listen.
Okay. We beat a bunch of lizard guys. Golems, that's not right. Kobolds.
Nope.
Kobolds?
Nope.
Nope. Shit.
You were right the first time, basically.
That's not golems.
Nope, that was the second time.
Lizard guys.
Yeah.
But aren't they called something?
Lizard folk.
Lizard folk. One dies from the thorns cast on dew by the pirates. And they are the pirates, so I don't know why I wrote that. So they died of their own thorns, and one of the envelopes has severed and is floating away. Goodbye! We, Rafina and Eba slide to the guardrail around the left blaze. I couldn't think of what to call it, so it's a blaze, right?
Yeah, it's
the
fire.
Little hot part.
Yeah.
Will casts fly on himself and Bathwack. Mm-hmm. Bathwack enjoys it. Wool turns his skin into something that resembles bark. Mm-hmm. And then in parentheses, I put bark skin.
Ah,
just to clarify.
Right, yep. Yes. Oh, now I can picture it.
Key helps Ricardo up to the captain's quarters in a
yeah.
Turn of treachery. And we all gasped.
Mm-hmm.
Rafina casts Guardian of Faith as a marshmallow man. One of the dragon folk says, Chil-Ti-Ra will hear of your defeat and slaughter your offspring. Huh. And we're not sure if they're talking to each other or to Bathwack. though Bathwack didn't really get defeated, so probably not him. Will tries to cast sleep, but Key's counterspell prevents it. Will dives after Key, I think in midair, I can't remember. Ricardo climbs on the hippogriff and cuts the tethers to fly away. Mm-hmm. He reveals to Bathwack that he has his holy symbol very smooth.
Bathwack in hot pursuit.
Bathwack
mm-hmm. in hot pursuit!
And now I am not flying, and Bathwack is flying, mm-hmm. and I have to decide if I cast fly, and then Bathwack plummets to the ground. Or that's it. That's the only option, I think. I'm pretty sure that's the only option.
Or if you do it.
Yeah. All right. Get ready
to die.
I'm really
tired after that recap. How do you do this every week here?
I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to. So, unfortunately, my little tracker thing lost track of, like, the order in which people were doing stuff.
Hmm. Are we still doing stuff?
No. Everybody go to sleep. That's what's happening tonight. I need you all to tell me of your dreams.
Oh.
But we're not fighting, right? I guess we're still trying to protect.
Bathwack's trying to.
Yeah, and I'm still falling after mm-hmm. Owl.
Rafina's got her feet up. She's got a book out. She is just
yeah.
relaxing.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, standing.
You were going to find Iba.
Yes.
As per Dew's instruction. As per Ool's instruction,
yeah.
tell her to keep the fire going under the remaining envelope.
Are we still in roll 20 then? I should probably look.
If it helps you, you can. I don't know that we necessarily need to be in initiative at this point.
Okay.
Bathwack, so you've been chasing after Ricardo Ulysses on his hippogriff. And with this last sort of turn, if you will, you were able to catch up with him and make a swing. I feel like you missed.
Remember. I think I missed.
I'm pretty sure
remember.
You did.
Yes.
I don't think you hit. Even if you did, he's still on the hippogriff and in, you know, flea mode. And he ducks under your swing of your blade and says, "Ha ha! I dodge your blade that you swing at me. I am like the wind in that it is impossible to hit me because I have no corporeal form." And then he bends over the neck of the hippogriff and drives it forward and basically puts all his effort into getting as far away from you as he can. Mm. So the distance that he gains on you, you're able to see that basically you may be able to, like, just catch up with him or, like, basically keep pace with him, but not also continue to take swings at him. Mm. Meta, he used his action to dash, basically, with the hippogriff, and uh-huh. so you would have to basically do the same to keep up.
Oh, and then I'd have no actions.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see.
So just so
there's also no clear. Hope that I could get on the hippogriff then.
No, unless something slows him down.
Do you have a pogo spell?
I slow him down. I don't think I have any.
How about a pog spell? That's the pogo without the eye.
I don't think I have anything ranged I can really do much with. So, and Bathwick doesn't want to give up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it fair. In terms of how clear everything is to you, because you would have a sense of all of that being in the world.
How far away can I cast message? Is he within message distance?
Right now, he's about 60 feet away.
Are you
so? Yes, because it's 120 feet.
Yes,
no, I'm only saying that because they moved. He moved 60 feet to catch up with Ricardo.
And can mm-hmm. I send him a message?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say. I'm flying through the air. Wind is rushing past my ears. Mm. I feel like I have to shout in mm-hmm. my brain and be like, "This owl fuck has like made me not be able to fly anymore. I am falling right now. And if I cast fly again, you're going to fall. So get back to the ship." That's what I say.
All right.
Is he going to listen to me? I hire hired you, I say. You remember? I just keep talking. He's just gonna keep talking.
Where's the off switch? Oh no, it's not, you're not using the spell, right? Oh, okay.
Right. No, I am. I am using the spell. I love the idea. Can you?
I can't even like plug my ears. So no. Like I can do.
In your brain. Oh, you can if you have them.
Oh my god. That's amazing. Well, basically, I mean, I'll eventually get out of range as I'm falling, though, so, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so you hear me just, like, screaming this, but I'm falling out of range, and eventually, I'm just still talking to all of them! And then I'm just...
Yeah, okay, I mean, I don't have any other options. Bathrock's gonna break off and go back to the front of the ship.
Okay.
Although I'm not sure I can monitor that. I have no idea how far I have to fall. Mm-hmm. If I can turn around. I'm not like a skydiver. Will has never done any... I know, like, I'm trying to, like, in a business suit.
Yeah. You
know? Flying through the air.
You're more aerodynamic because of the satin lining. Slip through the air just, like, off of a bear's back.
But it's got, like, parachute pants, so my pants are, like...
Oh, you have, like, MC Hammer pants?
It's got hammer pants.
Yeah, well, it is true you can't touch this.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's your theme song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, so I guess, yeah, depending on how far I have to fall, I have another option to cast, but
okay.
Well,
we'll see.
See. Okay.
What were you all about? I think you were concerned with something.
I was asking how far the, and you told me to think about this.
Okay.
Dew is going to try to recover the severed envelope.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
The idea being he's going to try to shoot through it with an arrow and then tow it in.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Because the point is not to have it intact. It's already somewhat damaged, I would imagine, from being cut loose. It's just to increase our buoyancy so that we land less abruptly.
I love it.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Great.
So,
yes.
Okay. So yeah, give me a ranged attack roll.
18.
Oh wow! Whoa, okay.
Nice. Ah, good.
All right.
Someone should check Dew's rolls.
Ah! Wait, who's the guy that said that?
I don't know.
Fuck! I wish I could refer to him. So he'd be happy, so we could harass Greg.
It's... Yep, but we can't, because
we
don't remember him.
Fuck that guy!
He's not important.
We have to keep all this in now.
Yep.
Wait hey till guy. I'm rolling for things that aren't, like, combat and accuracy related. It'll be a little less impressive.
All right, so...
Oh, yeah. I should have also mentioned that Dew is tying... He's got his little... rope twine thing with him. He's trying to haul this fabric back to the airship, so he's firing the arrow with that attack.
You didn't just shoot an arrow. Oh, no. I hit it! Yay! Then you like reach out to try to grab the arrow.
If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die with accuracy. Did you guys see that shot crash?
I thought maybe a Korok would pop out or something like that.
Oh, you found me!
Here's a seed. All right. So yeah, your arrow shoots off, and it you know, to a casual observer. Yeah. It would look as if you had shot way too high, but you are a master of the bow, and you were able to calculate for wind resistance and gravity. And the arrow arcs up, this rope trailing after it, quivering in the wind, and it shoots through, neatly through the side of the envelope.
Yes.
Having anchored the rope to the airship, approximately where the envelope was attached before, is now going to start pulling on the rope. If it still has enough hot air that it's completely buoyant, he's going to climb up to it.
Oh my gosh.
If it doesn't, he's going to pull it down to the airship.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been that long. It's still got lots of hot air in it. So yeah, it would be sort of taut.
And now there's extra holes in it.
He's on his way up the rope then.
Okay. You're going to give me a strength athletics check for your climb.
Is he on the top of the ship with Rufina?
I would hope so.
Okay, I didn't
or else
know
his
where
arrow
he...
shot into the ceiling of the cabin.
I was just curious because there's a hole.
Oh, it shot it up through the trap door.
No, the hole in the side. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just curious where it was.
No, he said he was near where it was anchored.
Okay.
He's up there.
So I'm rolling strength and athletics, you said?
Well, it's an athletics check. It's based in strength. Okay. Sorry, I've been listening to a D&D podcast that's DM'd by the lead rules designer of Dungeons and Dragons. No, it was somebody else, the guy who took over for him.
Oh.
Because technically, I could make you roll a wisdom athletics check if I wanted to.
What?
Like, I could have you roll it and decide that it's based on any of the skills and decide that they're based on a different skill.
Why? Why? What would be the logic of a wisdom athletics check?
I don't know. I can't think of one for that specifically, but like...
It just sounds so weird.
Like, I could see maybe, like, for intimidation, it's normally, I believe, charisma.
Yeah.
You could do a strength intimidation, right, maybe, if you, like, broke, like, an enemy's spine right in front of their brother or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's just, you know, there might not be applicable things for every one, but there's that flexibility. But so if you were proficient in intimidation, you would still add your proficiency, but then just adjust it by your different skill.
Cool.
And that's Bethrex's new goal.
Yeah.
Bethrex's new goal is to have to do a strength intimidation check.
Awesome. Yeah.
Like, you guys can use that too. Like, that's something you could potentially keep in the back of your head. Like, Will could, or KT, you could think of a way to convince me that Will would make a charisma, like, charisma something, acrobatics check or something. You know what I mean? Like,
acrobatics. All right. Now I have to think of a way to do a charisma acrobatics. I'm writing it down. I'm going to do it one day. One day.
Will is stretching, like really stretching, doing the big yoga poses. It's like, hey, Ricardo, you sure you want to do quite that quickly? Oh, my hamstrings are tight!
It's because I never squat, you know? I can't
exactly. It's a problem.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Oh, my roll was 15.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's enough for you to start hauling yourself up there. So you start making your way up to the envelope. Rufina, as you climb up to the top of the cabin, you see this half-orc making his way up into midair. It's like he's climbing on nothing away from the ship.
Wow.
Tightrope walking?
You wouldn't be able to hear him over the wind, but he's singing to himself, I'm climbing on nothing, whoa, climbing on nothing.
It's too bad Rufina can't hear you, because she would sing along.
Yeah, she would pull out an instrument. Oh my God.
Wait, have I already said to Eva to keep the fire, or am I still on my way to tell Eva?
You thought she was in the cabin, but she didn't come back down with you.
That's
so you
right.
were coming up here to make sure that she was you know, informed of that.
Yes.
So you you get to the top of the airship, and you see that she's actually doing just that. She is underneath the forward envelope. You're not sure if it was her position or keys or if they switched, but she's there, and she has looks like just cast a fresh create bonfire TM underneath the remaining envelope.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness, Eva. Thank you very much. How are you feeling? Do you need me to heal you anymore?
I think I'm okay just now, you hear in your head.
Any idea why Dew is floating away?
Her head swivels around without most of her body turning with it.
Oh my God.
And she peers up at him and she says, I hadn't noticed, but it looks like he's maybe trying to do something with the runaway envelope.
She sounds so calm under the circumstances.
She's doing what she knows how to do.
Wow.
She's also not immediately on the brink of death.
Yeah.
Owls are known for controlling their emotions.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah.
Speaking of healing, as a quick aside, I don't. Since we're out of initiative, I don't know if the minute's up. But if anybody else needs healing, my spirit could go around and heal.
Does he have to stay close to you or anything?
No, I don't think so. It's just for 1 minute I can direct him. I would be otherwise focused, but like I think Ool is still there in the cockpit. Like, if he needs healing, if Bathwack comes back and needs healing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Bathwack's pretty hurt.
Yeah, so I'm going to say you probably can't really control him, considering what you're doing. It does take concentration, which you haven't done anything in the rules to break concentration, but you're focused on climbing up this rope, and I don't think you could really think about moving him around down where he is.
He wouldn't have to move...
Yeah, no, he's just going to be sitting there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ool would have to inform Bathwack, you know, to approach.
Mm-hmm.
And then just any interaction with the the healing spirit renders the healing.
Right.
I need the healing, too. Can I approach?
Where you can. It's back down in the, Ool room.
Which is now, like, the top of the tower.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So do I know to go find it? Like, do I know that it's a healing thing?
I don't think you saw it heal anybody. Mm-mm. You were up top for most of the fight.
Wasn't Rafina the one who was with me when we went from the back of the main cabin towards the cockpit because I had to go slowly...
She was still
up top.
We
were at like a 90-degree angle.
She was still
up
top, and you came up before that, and then she came down after beating the dragons and the shaman, basically single-handedly.
Has Kirby healed anyone else?
Kirby has healed...
Ool.
I thought he healed somebody else. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he healed Ool in the thorns, and then healed Ool again up in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he and Ool are buddies.
All right, so Rafina tries to blow on the flame to make it burn hotter, and then she goes down the trapdoor again to see where else she can be so helpful.
Okay. With the tilt of the ship, too, you could, if you wanted to be cool, you could just slide down sort of the front wall to where the captain area is, because it's kind of open.
A slide? Why didn't you say so?
Good thing I have silky pantaloons on.
And you slide down right into the top of this pink globular creature just looking up at you and smiling.
With his mouth open?
Yep.
Hello, baby marshmallow. Did my guardian of faith leave you behind?
Rather than answering, you will receive 9 health hit points.
Nice.
So definitely.
So this guy can just heal, like, for being... What is this spell called?
Healing Spirit.
That's so awesome. Like, he just hangs around and heals people.
You have to, what, end your turn in his...
That's amazing.
Or he moves into your square or something. I don't know. Basically, when you
Correct.
First... Yeah.
Can I just keep bouncing off of him and get healing every time?
It's a short
turn. It's like when you move into its square for the first time on a turn or start your turn.
So gotcha.
You could do it. You couldn't, like, move your squares to go in, out, but you could stay not in the same turn.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
You could just stay there, and each turn you're in its square, basically, you would gain that healing.
Does he run out of hit points or anything?
He doesn't have any hit points.
No,
oh,
I mean, like,
healing? He lasts a minute.
He just
it's concentration.
Wow,
one
that's
minute.
An awesome spell. I love
that's
it.
That's why I picked it.
All right, so that's.
I'm gonna jump on Kirby's head until I get an extra life.
There's no need to be rough with him. Well, maybe you should have been a little gentler because you got 7 instead of 9.
Oh my gosh!
All right. Will, you were trying to look up, right, to see if
Where
Bathwack, what his status was, whether it was safe for you to
cast
fly
I'm
at this point.
Spinning around, just like trying to, like the most wacky, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When those skydivers, they're really good at controlling.
Right. But someone
he's
who
like,
doesn't know what they're doing.
Throwing his arms and legs around, trying to
and
see.
You're just like in like some weird spin. Like.
Yes, absolutely. Way out of control. And I'm just trying to see if he's flying back.
All right. How bad is Will's motion sickness in general?
Motion sickness. I mean, he's a walk around town carriage kind of guy. He's not exactly a
roll a d20.
Oh shit! All right.
Okay.
6.
You don't throw up.
Oh no! Oh good.
You have to go to the bathroom.
Fun fact: it's the same number.
gosh. Okay.
All right. But you do, you know, in your twirlings and spinnings and gyratings, you are able to look up and you see this dark shape moving down towards you, this large dark shape.
What?
As it gets closer, you're able to see that it is the remaining hippogriff.
Oh!
It is hurtling down towards you.
Do I think it's going to grab me with its claws?
Maybe.
I'm like, ah! And I turn around, I'm swimming away.
What's going on? I'm confused.
I guess the other hippogriff...
It's off its tether? Or it's...
It is.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
But the rest of you would see this as well. I just wanted to describe it from the most dramatic angle as possible.
That's very scary. I thought it was going to be I don't know. I didn't know what it could be.
And as it nears, and this was...
Wait.
What?
Oh, man. I'm like, wait, hippogriff? I'm still looking
at the... Okay. All right. So it's hurtling at you.
I try to turn around and freaking Eldritch Blast this owl lady again.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Of course you can.
Okay, so you're in midair. Did you cast Fly after Bathwack?
No, I did not. I did not. Because if I do, then Bathwack would have...
wasn't yet sure if Bathwack was back.
But he's still in the air then?
Right. Bathwack is. And I'm still falling. Yeah. And you said it was a really long distance. Am I getting closer to the ground?
Well, technically.
Okay, listen. How... like, you know what I'm saying.
It's still far.
Far? Okay. Yeah. Because, again, I'm not somebody who's experienced in this. Uh-huh. I would not be so cocky if I were pretty close to the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna do
You've got like 5 feet.
That's a 23 and a 14.
Okay, those both hit.
Again, not trying to kill her, trying to knock her out.
Okay,
if possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm really proud of myself because I'm feeling really badass. Not KT. Will. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh shit.
And do each of these blasts go off within a different rotation? Like you kid her inside.
Yes.
Pew!
Yes.
Spin around.
Yes. Sorry, I can't find this.
You rolled a 9.
Oh, that's a 9? How do you see that?
With my eyes.
That is a 9. I could not see that at all. Okay. 9 and 8. So 17.
All right. Well, Key had 2 hit points left.
Oh, shit. Did I kill her by accident?
So what? You said 15?
What did I say? 9 and 8. 17.
17. So let's see. You would have knocked her out, but it depends on how much over damage you did. So 15... Yes, actually, you do kill her.
I killed her?
Mm-hmm.
God!
Oops.
You all hear a squawk in your heads.
Wait, who's squawking?
Key.
Oh, shit.
She is. Mm-hmm. As she does.
A death squawk.
Ugh.
If she were in a cave, she would have scrawled it into the wall as she was dying.
That's what I get for trying to do things,
for being great.
I think. Why did I try to do this? I need to be in first class on the next airship out of here. No more magic spells.
Is she, like, on it? What is she? Where is she? Is she in the air, too?
Yeah, she was falling basically somewhat level with Will.
Dang it.
Okay.
And it seemed as if she had accepted her fate.
Ugh. And I can tell that she... can I reach her?
I don't know. Because
is she in pieces now? Oh no.
No, because you weren't trying to blast her apart, but it was just the force behind it was
that
you
too good
killed her.
Too for once I roll high with my
as you're
blast.
Spinning through the air.
It's usually like 3 points. I'm just like the adrenaline is pumping through my body. I've never had this much adrenaline.
Yep. You're just acting off of instinct. You, like, overthink it, usually. You're, like, trying to, like, really aim it when you shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just, like, flailing out with your with your hands.
Yeah.
You're not
sure... If you can reach her, you should spread out her wings so that you can use her wings to gracefully land.
You're just holding up. Even though it's obvious that they can't fly or else she would have flown herself... Her feathery arms.
Yeah, just arms flopping around her arms. Why isn't this working?
You start pulling out her feathers.
Sticking them
to
herself.
Licking them.
And then I think, wow, I've had a lot of time while I've been falling. It's like forever. I can do craft projects. I can kill a guy. This is amazing.
Kill a guy.
Those are often like, you know, what am I going to do today? Macrame, murder.
I know. I think they're both just standard measurements of time is really what it comes down to.
Oh my gosh. All right, how close is this bird to me? I mean, hippogriff.
Right now, it's directly underneath you. And,
it's underneath me?
Yep, and you land on its back.
Oh. Oof! Ow!
Directly.
Wait, so it passed Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's faster than me.
Yeah, you're watching all of this, peering over the edge, if you're up there still, after having landed through Dr. Kirby, who we now see in the chat.
Yes.
I'm eating popcorn.
Who looks very overwhelmed. I think he's on a second shift at this point.
It's not. Aww. It's not on his forehead. He's adjusting the light, his Aww. Little reflector.
He's so cute. I didn't see that.
Oh. Oh wait. Where? I remember.
It's been about 1.5 murders going
on.
Yeah. Oh,
so cute. I will see you now.
So yeah, the you thump.
Yeah. Ow. Do I hit my crotch? Well, like what the fuck? This thing just.
Yeah, the pilot of the hippogriff does not seem
it's
to
me.
To not
Wait,
be
who's piloting the hippogriff.
You land behind someone.
What?
Behind yep. Ricardo?
No.
Oh.
No, Ricardo's gone. He beelined away on the other hippogriff. This
he
is Sheila.
Away.
The remaining hippogriff.
Sheila? Sheila has a name?
The hippogriff. Yeah, it's okay. Sheila.
Sheila.
Uh-huh.
All right, not that I know that. Go ahead.
Ool said it at some point, which is why I know
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
So you might have heard it. But probably didn't remember.
I wouldn't also probably be able to recognize which one
right.
I'm on. I'm
or
just like,
care.
Hippogriff, animal, whatever it is.
No, you land behind none other than Captain Clockface.
What?
Oh, payback time.
What?
Who don't you wish you'd paid his passage now?
No.
Eating popcorn still.
So yeah, he looks like he's clutching on for dear life
what
to the to the neck of the hippogriff.
He really is a superhero.
Okay, I definitely am like not liking that at all. This is crazy.
Okay, well you are free to move about the cabin. And
how much
or
did I hurt myself
cabin.
By landing on this?
You didn't
bird
actually
thing.
Take damage. I mean, he got under you and didn't like just stop in midair like he was kind of diving underneath.
All right.
Pretty amazing, actually.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah.
like perfect. He didn't like softly catch you, like
yeah.
where you basically couldn't even tell that
right.
you stopped. You thudded into the butt of the
yeah.
hippogriff.
Yeah.
Uh huh. But it wasn't like crotch first. You were kind of like over your belly
oh
over
my
the
gosh.
The back of the hippogriff.
Wow. Okay, so they're really big, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Because like I'm wondering if I fell on my belly. But I didn't hit Captain Clockface.
Nope. Are they All wearing right. saddles?
Mm-mm. You know, they
Maybe
weren't meant to be.
Their fur is very cushiony.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like,
no,
I
it's not.
Definitely grab on with no thought to whether I'm hurting this creature. I'm just like... Fingers
and your hands
in.
Are kind of underneath, maybe, slightly,
oh,
so who
no.
knows what you're grabbing
yep,
onto.
Yep, it's very possible. I don't know what I'm grabbing onto. But
and
I'm
also, like, with
on.
Creatures like this, you have no idea, like, what animals' genitals they do have.
Stop
the
it!
The handle. You're just grabbing yeah. onto the handle.
It's a hippogriff nipple.
It's
a nipple griff.
They have the penis of a shark.
What the fuck is...
Aren't they, like, hooks or something?
I think they're... Aren't they corkscrew? Or am I thinking
God,
of something
that's
else?
That's a pig. Wait, no.
What's
a pig?
What is this? What
that's
is
a tail!
No, there was something... You're totally right. No,
All right.
About
KT, I need to tell you about biology.
Oh, stop. I'm thinking about those pizzles, but are those curled on purpose? There's totally a curly penis. All right, I'm looking it up. Curly.
Go to the internet. You need to find a pog with a curly penis printed on it.
Ducks have corkscrew-shaped penises. There you go.
Great. It's and then the result below that, is it normal to have a curved penis?
Oh, nice.
All right.
I'm sorry, and now I'm fascinated. I've looked up an article. It's
uh-huh.
the weirdest... penises. There's this fish penis with four sharp hooks, you guys.
Great.
I'm glad he doesn't have that penis.
Wow. I thought it was a hook. I thought the shark had the hook.
The sea turtle's massive, terrifying penis. Oh, no.
Is
Wait,
this...
are those exact words that they
yes.
Yeah, that was a quote.
And then it says, males evolved these innovative penises. All right, okay, I'm going to close my computer now. What
yeah,
because
now you're going to think about Bathwack.
How many?
How innovative is Bathwack?
Innovative?
That's the first word that comes to mind.
Oh no. Okay, I'm grabbing on. Let's go, Captain Clockface.
It's probably a girl hippogriff. Come on.
Oh my god.
Oh, let's not even go there.
Oh no.
Nipplegriff.
Female sharks have a corkscrew vagina.
What the fuck is going on?
I've heard.
What is going on? The usual. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there have been multiple instances of Google searching penises specifically on this show.
Didn't we have a preemptive discussion before we started this season about avoiding this kind of thing?
Oh god, I think maybe we did.
Because then we're going to get to this, and you're going to have to go back and edit that out.
The fish with a penis on its head!
Oh, they opened their computer.
Oh my god, you guys. That's can you good. Move along, DM?
You opened your computer.
I'm just trying to learn.
Just trying to learn.
I'm trying to learn.
Gotta pass the test.
Oh, what am I doing? I don't even know.
Yeah,
okay.
What are we doing?
Let's go back to Bathwack. So you, your master called you, and you have good recall, it seems like, because it sounds like you're heading back to the ship. Am I correct?
Yeah, wait, am I already at the ship?
I was gonna say, as you were flying back towards the ship, you could see Captain Clockface jump on the hippogriff and take the plunge down to meet Will. So you, if you would, you know, head back to the ship, you'd be able to do so. But you would have seen that, so you could change course if you would.
Oh. Well, I am worried about plummeting out of the sky, so I'm going to go back to the ship.
Okay. Great.
This is my first flight, so.
Yes, it is.
I'm hoping there will be others.
What?
He's hoping there will be others. He's asking if he got back.
Yeah, you can get all the way back. That's what I was saying. I wanted to get
so he can have something interesting to do, is what he's...
All right.
He's asking
What interesting thing do you do once you're on the ship?
I was really thinking about chasing the hippogriff, but I still don't know that Will is actually going to cast Fly and then hang me out to dry.
That's true.
Hey, I warned you! I'm a good friend! / boss! I mean, am I right? I'm a boss!
It's really
boss.
You chose to fail your persuasion check.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good thing I'm an employee.
Is it safe to assume you're watching your friend Captain Clockface perform this wrestling?
Yeah, I think so. I'm probably just I'll touch down and revel in the memory of being in the air.
Aww.
And then I'll look over the railing and try to figure out what the hell Captain Clockface is doing.
Yeah, okay. Why would he save me? What the fuck? What the hell is he doing?
What is wrong with him?
Yeah, what's messed up?
I wondered if he had a brain. Now I know he doesn't.
Yep.
All right. So,
yes.
You're all alone, up in the air. It's kind of peaceful in a way. Just the sound of the rushing wind around you.
I've certainly never been this high up.
Whoa.
You've noticed that the airship is sort of settling more directly underneath the envelope versus like towing it behind.
Ooh.
Okay.
So you're more climbing straight up, but your strength check was good enough. You're able to make it up to the envelope, and your arrow is basically caught. You know, it shot through and then was pulled back against the side of the envelope, and it's well made, so it's sort of pinned on the interior of the balloon.
The first thing that I am doing is pulling out a second arrow and securing the rope and myself to the balloon.
Okay.
And then basically what I'm trying to accomplish is that as the envelope loses heat, that I'm going to help keep the aperture open so that it at least acts as sort of a parachute and start reeling in the cord so that if we can get another fire going before we make it, I don't know how high we are. So if there's time for this or not, but basically just trying to provide some modicum of control.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to need you to give me another strength athletics check, this time to haul this this envelope back down closer to the ship.
Probably shouldn't have put my dice away. Not sure why I did that. That is 13.
Okay. So you're able to start. I mean, it's a hard pull because this thing's still got plenty of buoyancy in it. But as you go, it will start to lose, you know, more and more of that heat, so it will become easier over time.
Okay. First priority was making sure that there's a good connection between me, the envelope, and the ship.
Yes, got it.
Like tying in.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm just hauling on a rope.
That's right. Hauling envelope. Hauling gas. There we go. So whose turn is it? Who did I talk to less lately? Rafina.
Hi.
Hi. What are you up to?
I'm watching the drama unfold, and everyone's returning to the ship except for Will, I guess. Well, by everyone, I mean Batwick.
You have at least seen him be caught by the hippogriff, so I guess it's technically unclear whether Captain Clockface is rescuing him or absconding with him.
Yeah.
But yeah. he is not in free fall anymore.
Right. Batwick!
What?
Do you still have Clyde? Is he actually back next to me?
Yep.
I'm at the front of the ship. Uh-huh. I don't know where you are.
What do you mean you don't know where? I just said.
She's watching the drama unfold.
And, okay, so you're back at the ship too. Do you still have the ability to fly?
I think so.
Well, go get them!
I'm going to try to fly.
All right. You still can fly.
Go!
Oh, super cool.
I shove him.
All right. Make a strength.
Will doesn't need it, clearly.
Make a strength check.
Me?
Yep. And Bathwack, I need you to make a strength check as well.
Shoot, it's minus one. Okay, 11. What you got?
21.
21.
Oh, nice.
All right, you are unable to shove Bathwack.
And false. I jump.
All right.
See, it's like still resistant.
Rafina, you feel like you shoved him really hard.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But you know what's weird is I don't follow a like parabolic trajectory. It's more rectangular.
Oh, yeah. You're a quadcopter. Yeah.
Like I'm taking an elevator. I'm just standing there, wearing
a jetpack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's the weirdest shove you've ever experienced.
And I yell, "Innovative penis!"
Is that our new nickname for Beth Black? I hope so.
That's our new nickname for Alex.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay, guys.
So what do you do? Or do you still want to talk to me?
Maybe. What do you want to
talk
about?
I'm going over the rail, so you're still there. You can keep talking.
You know what you're doing.
Descending. Yeah, majestically.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about, Rafina?
Let's play spin the bottle.
All right. Let's do it.
I have a question. Who's around me?
Captain Uhl is around you, and Kirby is around you.
It's my turn again, so I bump playfully into Kirby.
All right.
On it.
Did you put your dice away again?
No, I have to keep picking out the right ones. Ooh, 9 again.
Woohoo! Nice.
A different combination of numbers, but 9.
Thank you, Kirby!
I mean, the passengers must be terrified.
Yeah, well, I know. I think Captain Uhl is probably losing feathers over this.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out
if I need
to...
hopefully getting lots of hazard pay.
Rafina's probably going to want to... calm emotion, but guess what? She gave up that spell because it never worked except for one time on Link.
And he's dead.
He's calm now.
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's actually what killed him.
Oh, no.
If you hadn't cast calm emotion that one time on him.
It's calm emotion overdose, so it's so sad. Is Uhl completely healed?
Completely, no, but pretty close.
Yeah, so when I jump, when I playfully bump into Kirby, he ricochets off onto Captain Owl.
Kirby is non-corporeal.
He can't even just, like, throw me a bone here and bounce.
He can only... As I understand the spell, he has to be directed by me.
Rafina gives Kirby a look. It's yeah. like... And he kind of shrugs and, like, bounces. Acts as
it's
if
like
he bounces.
It's like with my shove for Bathwag. Everyone has to let me think I'm having my way.
But you could, in a sense, have him bounce in that you could guide Ool back into Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can roll again for Ool there, Greg.
That is 5.
That is exactly what he needed. He is now at full health.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Nice.
It's almost right, as so... if you and Ool were meant to be.
Oh.
So the passengers aren't in here, too, because this Mm-mm. is the captain's quarters. Mm-hmm. They must all be completely freaking out.
You would imagine so. You haven't seen them in a while.
I think you said that they were going to go into the bunk area. I think
Did they all decide?
Mystery.
Did they like decide to go back with the pirates or something? What
no,
are they
doing? I think that they said that the Ool had said to go back to the bunks. I'm pretty sure that somebody had said go back to the bunks, and so like they were going back.
Yeah, there. Who? Maybe they all like.
I think Du said that he said first check on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when he was like sliding past, so it was like check on the fire, then check on the passengers. Bye.
All right. My work here is done, says Rafina.
All right.
And then realizes she's actually pretty interested in what happens to Will on the hippogriff, and so she goes back to peering over the edge.
Does Bathwack need any more heal? Oh, no, Bathwack.
He leaped off again.
He is gone.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So, Will, you've been caught on a hippogriff, and it's flapping its wings.
Uh-huh.
And you're slowly raising up into the air.
Okay.
Bathwack, you're descending, Dr. Manhattan style, as this hippogriff floats up to you. Captain Clockface looks over at you and gives you a nod.
Oh, do I see him? I'm like, what
I don't
the
know.
Fuck? And then I grab
to
back
me,
up.
To me, I'm imagining you're gripping it with like your teeth and everything.
Yeah,
like...
I am. With my chin. Very
so,
clenched.
I don't know. Do you see him?
I don't. I'm looking around.
I mean, he's there.
Well, then I see him,
I guess. It depends on how much you... do. You, how...
My eyes are not closed.
Okay.
No, I'm not that... It's not like I'm a businessman with no magical powers. I just
right,
cast fly
before. You're a businessman
before.
With magical powers.
Yes, I am. So...
And don't you forget it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you see him.
I gesture, like I said, like, what the fuck? And then I grab back on and I just look at him.
Will, are you all right?
Oh my God! Get on the ship! Or just fall to the ground. Whatever. It's all falling down anyway. What's the point?
Yeah, Captain Clockface, where are you gonna park this hippogriff?
He looks over at you. He shrugs and just points up at the ship.
Okay. It's pretty awesome the way you rescued Will, by the way.
Aw, he showed some emotion.
Did he say that out loud? Yuck! I say.
What does Will say?
I know, I'm silently just looking. I'm kind of like rolling my eyes because I'm like gripped onto this hippogriff. I'm just like, I watched him say that and I just like roll my eyes up at Captain Clockface like, what am I listening to?
Will, where's the other owl? Did you manage to grab her?
She's deceased, and I meant to do it.
Roll a deception check.
Roll a deception check.
She's way fallen, right? She's on the ground.
I'm assuming at this point.
Eventually, it might take a minute or two.
Are we that high up?
I don't know.
I established we're pretty high up.
My deception is 15.
Oh, did you establish it?
Oh, very, very definitively. KT kept asking me how long they had to fall, and I said, a while.
Yeah.
But it depends on the physics of the world.
Five to ten murders.
What is the...
yep.
Right.
So I had plenty of time.
What is the terminal velocity in this particular...
Right, and what's... Who knows even what gravity... You know, what acceleration gravity imposes on
all of
everybody.
A sudden, Rafina can fly too! Woo! Yeah.
And what kind of soup the atmosphere is made out of.
Mulligatawny. Yeah.
Mm.
Yes! We will never go hungry. We left Barovia. We went to the town of Chew and Swallow. Yay!
We neglected to say the atmosphere is opaque.
Right, exactly. You can see nothing.
Also, your fact from our world is that the world record for hot air balloon altitude is 68,986 feet.
Whoa. Okay. Wow.
You guys are at 68,966.
Wait, the balloon that the guy jumped out of, wasn't...
That was not a hot air balloon.
That wasn't a hot air balloon, right?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
It was a hotter air balloon.
Hottest.
It's filled with lava. Not air.
Oh my god.
All right, so...
But, Will, I thought you were going to grab her so that we could ask some questions.
Yeah, I tried, but she really wanted to die, okay? Can we get back to the ship?
You say that, and the hippogriff alights on the front part of the ship, the seat where the captain sits room.
All right.
The hippogriff is sitting in the seat?
No.
Aren't these things huge?
That's the name of the room.
Yeah.
It's the sitting in the captain's seat room.
Yeah.
But does the hippogriff really even fit inside the room?
Like kind of half of it kind of takes up a lot of it.
So I tumble off into the room. Is that
I don't know? Do you?
It has to happen. I mean, if he can't really land in there,
it can land in there. Yeah.
You said half of him.
No, in half of the room.
Oh, in half of the room.
And it's not a room, really, because it's exposed.
Yes, it's open,
it's a platform, kind of.
Well, I get off as quickly as possible.
Okay.
I use a lint roller, and I lint roll off all of the whatever hair it is.
It's feathers.
Are they known to be linty creatures?
No, you know, like dog hair. They're all called lint rollers, though.
As Bathwack lands, he pretends the whole world is coming up to greet his feet.
I just look at him, I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to cast Fly on you again. Ever.
You didn't. You
end it.
Oh. I end it. Yeah. Then I do. I end it right there.
Uh-huh.
The last inch. Just the last. He's like 1 millimeter of falling.
Boop. Yep. That whack. You suddenly feel very fat.
Oh.
This is gonna be like Bathwack's gonna have to get his fix. Will. Cast Fly on me, please. Just for 10 seconds.
Oh my
Come
gosh.
On, Will, you know I'm good for it.
Oh my gosh.
The first flight is free. Yeah, you cannot believe that you wear this armor all the time.
Aww. Oh, and then I'm reminded of how horribly rusty and dirty it is.
Aww.
Thanks a lot, Will.
I did it. Oh, man.
All right. So, you're able to, over time, reel the balloon back down to the airship.
We all cheer him on? Like, how long does it take? Yay!
We've been on the ground for half an hour.
I forgot to mention it's a 4,000-foot rope. Ool, he works to tether Sheila back to the front of the airship. Mm. But the airship is a little worse for wear.
You think?
Yeah. At this point, the sun is setting.
Oh.
So it's a beautiful sunset from up here.
But are we crashing into woods? Is this really what it is? What are we crashing into?
But if I could just interject for a moment, as we're admiring the beautiful sunset, is it rocks ahead?
Yeah, no.
Is it big animals with sharp teeth?
Yeah. Help.
Help. We'll get there. You're not. You're gonna
be looking at the sun.
Listen, I'm just trying to set a scene.
Listen, I'm the DM.
You're not. Will is not aware of the sunset at all.
Okay, good.
No idea what time of day it is.
Exactly. No idea.
He just knows that he will never get every single one of these hairs out of this jacket. It's impossible. He's going to have a new one made.
Oh.
You're assuming whatever the next town you're in is.
Do I smell like hippogriff?
Oh, totally.
I prestidigitate myself.
This hippogriff had to, like, just, like, book it down. It worked up a sweat immediately.
Sweat?
A lather. Worked
Ew.
Up a lather immediately. So, yeah.
Sweaty lather.
Uh-huh. And they have a strong musk, so, yeah, absolutely.
Prestidigitate.
Also, the hairs are spiral, like the penis of a pig,
no!
Or a duck.
I don't know why I thought it was a pig. It's probably the tail, I guess.
And so the hairs are actually like spiraled into the fibers of your.
You were confused because we fuck with our tails.
There are so many meanings.
You're so stupid.
Please, the tales that we tell. Listener, we're fucking you right now with our tales.
Oh my god.
You've wondered why it feels so intimate listening. We're so close. We're in the room with you.
God.
We're not just in the room with you.
Ew.
It's true.
Just like a pig.
Oh my god.
Anyway. So yeah, the passengers the passengers you do find them in the hunkered down in the bunk room. All but one. Rochelle is not there.
Which one was Rochelle, the old lady?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's not there.
Mm-hmm. And Hank seems to have tried to take charge of the remaining passengers, which are Yorick, who is the cloaked figure, and then Jocelyn and Manet, who were...
I'm gonna go right up to Hank. Isn't he the fucking...
Inspector.
Inspector? Mm. Hey, Inspector!
Yes! Yes!
I say as I adjust my coat, I'm very mad.
He puffs up his chest, and he's
right
up
to you.
I saw feeds off your energy.
We are puffing our chests together!
Yes!
Listen!
What? You listen!
You're the inspector, huh?
Yes, I am!
Well, how about you inspect your employees? Because this is ridiculous!
Things are quite deficient!
Yes!
Yes, they are!
I want my money back!
You... Well, that's not going to be possible. I'm sorry.
Pay up! This was supposed to be a safe journey of 2 weeks. We've been on it for 2 minutes, and everything went to shit! Plus an owl... ran off. I mean, she got killed. Plus owls, sweaty good berries. No, come on, this is ridiculous.
Excuse
Wait, can
me
I, refill Rafilla.
Rafella.
Rafina would like to go to the hole in the airship.
Okay, you can. It's there. There's a lizard folk dangling there by his entrails.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi! That's disgusting!
He does not wave back.
Can I sort of kick the entrails off so that the whole thing falls away?
Yeah, you can work on that.
Ugh. All right, but the thing I really wanted to do is take little pieces of, little scraps of things I find around to mend the hole in the airship, because I have a mending cantrip. And every minute I can heal a less than 1 foot size of something. So not unlike my patchwork clothing, I'm going to patchwork close up this ship, depending on how much time I spend on it. I'm just going to depend on everything else, of course, so...
Got it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, like, scavenge whatever you can
yep.
to create... Because, yeah, the material itself is blasted away, so you'd have
to... Right, there's no material,
yeah,
I know.
But there's plenty of stuff in here, you know, and I don't think anybody would stop you from, you know, no, that fine leather couch! when there's just this gaping
occasionally
hole.
I will, like, I'll rip a sleeve off of somebody's shirt that they're wearing, but they're gonna just be fine with that.
Yeah, there's a whole velvet patch. It's just made of the velvet curtains. It's called the good ship right. Velvet Berry now.
One of the patches is going to just all be hippogriff hair. Uh-huh. Great.
Anything satin lined in the patchwork?
Will not let me use his
no,
pants.
No, I slap your hand away.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. I definitely do that little dance away.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So yeah,
make a charisma dexterity saving.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. When you dance out of the way of someone.
Yep. That's amazing.
So yeah, the passengers reveal that they saw Rochelle hurtle out of the hole.
Yes. Well. She was
so
racist.
Like she got sucked out by the air pressure or something,
or maybe with the shifting of the ship or something. I mean, who knows?
Can we have them roll a deception check?
Did they throw her off?
You can roll me an insight check.
I shall. Let's make sure they're telling the truth. But I can tell they're telling the truth because of the way Eric is looking.
Well, you don't know me. I was an actor.
Oh yeah.
I was in many Shakespearean productions.
That's true.
All right.
You were Deputy Governor Danforth.
That's true.
With
yep.
Strawberry blonde Goldilocks.
I was
wig.
In Much Ado About Nothing twice.
That's not the name of it.
I was in Mac. I played Macduff twice.
You did play Macduff twice.
Now presenting Much Ado About Nothing twice.
By Dorothy Louise.
Yep. Yep.
That was a joke for Katie and Greg and nobody else.
Yeah.
Unless she listens to the podcast.
Oh, that's true.
She's our number one fan, besides Putin.
We got 12. We. I say we. The royal we. I got 12.
All right. You don't sense any deception in the air. You smell no lies. Mm. I will also remind any of you who may be interested that Jocelyn and Monet were both ostensibly the parents of the person who robbed you all blind.
Yeah.
What does their face look like?
Confused and scared.
Oh no. Their kid. Maybe they really have a kid. Okay. Wait a second.
What do you think this is? Season one?
Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the music. All right, it's kind of lame. Never mind. I don't care anymore.
Majestic, I think is what you said before.
It is majestic, but it's not as interesting as I was hoping it would be. You can be majestic and not very interesting. Am I right?
I'm trying to think of an example of something that's majestic and boring.
That's back.
I didn't even say it.
First thing Rafina and Will have agreed upon. It's pretty majestic, but man, is he boring.
Innovative penis, though.
Quite.
Such a great phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, we are back.
Stop hitting us! Ow, I'm bleeding. Why is Eric so mad tonight?
Hmm? I think he's tired.
Mad with power.
Yeah.
Oh, Cloven.
I love that she remembers that guy's name every
That's
time.
The only thing I remember about the first game.
All right. So where were we? Oh, I was describing the faces of... Mm-hmm. Monet and Jocelyn.
Mm.
And I said that they were scared and confused. Or confused and scared. But I had reminded you all that they were the parents of Ricky, air quotes.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to make it clear that at this point, you have made the proper, for some reason my brain wanted to say, ablutions, which is barely a word.
That's a dirigible term.
Greg knows what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not really.
Greg, stop it!
I had been going to say it's not really a well-known airship type, but...
Thank you. Yes.
But it's, yeah, a little more esoteric.
Us blimp heads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've attached or read, like, secured the envelope to the...
You did the shit you need to for these non-blimp heads here.
Oh.
Let's dumb it down a little bit. Let's bring it back to Earth. Let's come out of the sky.
Dew is going to collapse underneath the envelope because that was exhausting.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, have you seen your muscles, though? I mean, that's just like,
he's ripped.
You know, that's your arm day.
That, yeah. Dude's mixing up a protein shake.
Also, I just imagined you living in this gnome village and your arm day is you climbing up to get all the balloons that all your gnome villagers have lost up into the trees to bring them to down.
Aww. He's a hero.
Yeah. You're shaking that thing up with that metal ball inside, and you're going to drink that down, but you can be back with everybody.
Can I get the fire owl's attention?
Yeah, sure.
Because we probably want a fire under this. It's not airtight anymore, but at least...
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she... So, definitely. Yeah.
I do the, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Traditional airship signaling dance.
Uh-huh. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she gives you the appropriate signaling response. And she gets a fire going under both envelopes.
Dew will remain at the damaged one just in case it, like, starts to break its mooring or something.
okay.
Since he just has it tied there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to assist in the trying to keep the airship afloat.
Got it. Okay. So yeah, back down in the cabin proper, you've got Minet and Jocelyn, who I described. Mm-hmm. There's Hank, who seems to be blustering around.
I'm blustering at him.
Well, he pushed past you.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he All right. did. Fucking fuck you, fine!
He's, yeah, and it looks like he's going to accost Ool.
Well, and I'm all, like, offended by my situation right now, so I'm going to whirl around and I'm going to see... The people, I guess, the mom and dad, and be like, and you!
Yeah?
Brought... Oh, shit, what's his name? Rictavio is not his name. This guy is actually legendary! An actual legendary thief onto a blimp!
You pull out your strip of paper and you read it, and it says Ricardo Ulysses.
Yep, that's his name! Ricardo Ulysses! I'm glad I got his autograph, but still, how dare you! And you! I'm trying to find Hank. I'm just blustering
he's
around.
Gone. He's not even here.
He's not even there anymore.
Uh-huh.
Hank, how could you let him on too? I was offended by the one thing, but then there was a legendary thief. This, I will be telling everyone what a poor organization this is. Nobody's listening.
There's
to
no
me.
Official members of the organization here. so you put away your disguise of I want to see the manager haircut.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Minet and Jocelyn are sort of like cowering together away from you, and they say we don't know what's going on.
Oh, they don't know what's going on. He turns to whoever's there, Bathwack. Oh, they don't know what's going on. They only brought a legendary thief onto this freaking dirigible.
Sorry, I'm not there. Just I'm in the front. So.
Oh fuck! Nobody's here. Am I just talking to myself this whole time? I'm talking to myself.
I can hear you.
I'm patching up the hole.
I can hear you.
Wait, who are you?
Yorick.
That's Yorick, the cape guy.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
He's got an incongruous voice.
What?
I'll leave you alone then.
What? Okay. Yeah.
And he walks away.
No! All right, fine. Is there no one as upset as I am by the quality of this trip, plus the fact that those two, I'm like instigating. I'm fucking riling up. Everyone else in the group is helping out, trying to like make sure shit's going down.
Right.
And I'm like causing a fight in the back of this blimp. If there is not a blimp fight at the end of this speech that I am making, I will be very disappointed. But those two brought a legendary thief and I didn't get to talk to him. And that's why I'm ultimately disappointed right now.
The last thing...
And no one's fighting.
A blimp fight is a thing.
It will be once I'm done here. It will be.
There's a
will
series
is going
of
to
DVDs.
Invent blimp fights.
Blimp Fight 4 is the best one. Blimp Fight 4.
This is my new enterprise idea. Who's ready? All right, everybody versus those
blimp,
shitty parents.
Blimp Fight 4, the skies over Miami. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
It was sponsored by Denny's.
Yep.
Sponsored by Denny's.
Over my hammy.
Monet says, the last thing we remember is we were in Barovia. And now suddenly we're here?
What? This is bullshit. Bathwack, we need light detection. Where are you? Turtle!
So, Bathwack, you hear incoherent shouting. You can tell it's Will, mostly because of how incoherent it is.
Hey!
I mean, that's not any cause for alarm.
Right. It's just background noise.
Yeah, I'm sort of this hippogriff vaguely, I mean, in the sense that it has four legs and appears to be rideable, is reminding me of Steed.
Aww.
Okay.
Now just, so I don't know. I don't know anything about hippogriffs.
We're not going to send the hippogriff back out to like pull the ship.
That is what I'm about to say. But first I want to see if I can even approach it. I don't know if I can even speak to it and it understands me. I have no idea. So, Do you understand me? I'm going to hold out my hand and see if you know, sort of tentatively reach toward it. I don't know. Does it have a mane? What does this thing look like?
A hippogriff, if anyone remembers, including myself.
Half hippo, half griff.
So griff from Back to the Future 2.
It has the front legs, wings, and head of a giant eagle, and the body, hind legs, and tail of a horse. Mm-hmm. It also has Griff's helmet from Back to the Future.
Yes!
And the belly button of a hippo.
Unless you got power!
Unless you got power, yeah, exactly.
All right.
Are there reins nearby? Is there any sense of what happened?
Ul is up there, and he looks like he's basically kind of just nodding the reins, the sort of leads back together. To potentially mount Sheila here back to the airship.
Oh, Ul, do you need a hand?
Certainly, yes. Is this something you've dealt with? Are you an animal handler?
No. I mean, I can.
So get out of here, then.
No, but, I'm not. I mean,
you can hear. Fix these leads together.
All right, sure. I'll just listen.
Oh,
okay.
What do I have to do?
Roll for knot tying.
I'm pretty sure I can tie basic knots.
Yep, and you do. It's just this is all very slapdash at this point. It's just let's get back to the ground, basically.
Let's not crash.
Right, exactly. And so you help him get Sheila tethered back to the ship. He centers the leads this time, since she's the one remaining griff, as airship captains like to refer to her as. Greg knows.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ul really has this under control. So where's Captain Clockface?
He's right there with you.
I'm going to get down on a knee and sort of look at him.
Okay.
How did you do that? Where'd you learn to do that?
He looks at you, he tilts his head to his side and shrugs, and just shakes his head.
Aww.
Why did you do that? I mean, he's not going to be able to answer that either. Were you trying to save Will?
He nods.
Aww.
Yeah. Have you ridden animals like this before?
He shakes his head.
Wow. Like, he doesn't nod. He's like, no.
Correct. He shakes his head, no.
Wow. All right. Man, I'm impressed. I'm going to give him a fist bump.
Aww.
He seems, as much as you can tell, kind of excited by that, and he bumps your fist.
Aww.
But it's unusually strong, and you go flying out
and
the front
of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but not parabolically.
All right. So does it look like Ool's getting the hippogriff?
Yeah, at this point,
tethered and ready to fly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't a catastrophic failure. He just, the leads were cut here too. So yeah, he fixed that up and
were cut. Hey, Captain Clockface, did you cut the leads?
He nods.
Okay.
For both hippogriffs? No, because Ricardo did his own. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's pretty sweet. All right. I guess I'll go. Everything looks like it's under control. I'll go back and try to figure out what all the shouting is for.
As you ask him if he cut the leads, he nods and he reaches down to his hip and he pulls out, and you can see like it's like kind of inserted into his sort of wooden hip. You can see this blade sort of pull out.
Whoa!
Just like a couple inches of steel, you can see.
And who then he slides armed it back in. Captain Clockface?
Oh, sorry. Wait. Hey, can I see what you're carrying?
And then he pulls it out the rest of the way. It's, for you, a very small dagger, though it's pretty much appropriately sized for him. It's a, you know, sizable blade for a person of his size.
Hmm.
Do you mind if I look at it?
He shakes his head and flips it over and hands it out to you.
Aww.
Handle first.
I'm just going to feel the weight in my hands and move around. Is there anything peculiar about it?
Just the fact that it seems to be very well tailored to his body itself. It's not magical, you don't think, or anything like that, and, you know, it's not, like, glowing with an evil energy or anything, you know, nothing like that out of the ordinary. Definitely very unique in terms of its construction for its sort of fit to his body.
Oh, sorry, I'll hand it back. Did you make this?
He shakes his head.
No, okay. All right, thanks for showing me.
Yeah, it doesn't look like something like added to him. It looks like it's like basically a part of him.
Hmm.
Oh.
Like is it like hidden in him or something?
Yeah, like it's like flush with his it like the hilt of it forms like
it's wood?
Yeah.
And so like the hilt puts wood. It in and it's
and it
like
looks,
a
just
secret...
looks like part of his hip, basically.
Oh, wow.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the corkscrew. Anyway.
Oh my god, yes.
The tweezers, however, we can get into that.
No.
That'll be the rest of the episode.
Oh no.
This is butt cheeks.
I told you it would take the rest of the episode.
All right, I'm satisfied. I'll go back to Will.
Okay. Yeah, everybody roll me a perception check.
Oh, shit.
23.
Natural 1.
Oh, no.
Chokes on his protein shake. Exactly what I add to that, but I think it's 1.
I haven't
17. Oh, it's 2, so I total 3.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so... Rafina and Bathwack, now that the excitement is over and things are calming down a little bit, though you're still in a ship that's not completely airworthy, you notice that your pockets, specifically where you're carrying your coins, seem significantly heavier now.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. I was going to ask if the coins were feeling heavy still.
Mm.
But
they
now
are,
they're getting heavier.
Heavier.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And you guys rolled well enough. You also notice as you investigate that both of you, you're missing 25 platinum coins.
Oh! Each. Oh, no.
That's me and who else?
Bathwack.
Me.
Oh, crap.
Crap.
Presumably these are stolen by our illustrious thief.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm distracted by this revelation to stop patching up the hole.
It's up to you. That you can decide.
I'm annoyed.
Got it. Noted.
I am having heavy coins in my pocket that are getting heavier, and yet I have less money. This makes no sense. Anyone else?
Hey, Will. Have you noticed anything strange about the money you're carrying? Like, does it feel even heavier than it did before?
Did he come in now? Is he in
I'm
the
assuming.
Room?
Yeah, yeah, I just
Are you here for the blimp fight? Because otherwise, get the fuck out. Just kidding. What did you
Man,
say?
What's the match today?
It's me throwing this heavy bag of coins at people's faces. That's the whole point. What did you ask specifically?
Your coins, are they? I mean, mine feel like they're getting even heavier.
Fuck! I didn't notice that.
Now that he points it out, you do notice.
God, yes!
And as you check, you notice that you're also light 25 platinum coins.
Oh!
And your five hundred gold piece worth gems.
You? Oh, I just. I'm like, you know what? Mad respect. But now I'm going to have to go steal all your shit. He stole a lot of money from me. All right, what else did he steal? I'm going to rifle through everything I have. And then I'm going to run back to my trunk. Again, I'm in the same room. I'm going to run to my trunk and throw it open. Is there anything in there?
Will, where are you going?
I'm looking at my shit! I want to know what else he stole! I want to know. I mean, do I know? Do I have to roll a history check to see if this guy's, like, just a pickpocket or if he's a thief? No. He's done a lot of thieving. We've all heard tales. Mm-hmm. But, like, would I think that he would deign, as a pickpocket myself, would I think that he would just be after the thrill of pickpocketing, or would he be trying to steal our shit? Anyway, I'm going through my... Oh, natural 20! Nice.
I mean, you remember a whole variety of stories from mm-hmm. these sort of grand, like, heists that he's mm-hmm. done to, like, just, like, you've heard him, like, rolling through towns and people yeah. missing, like, you know, everything, like, just little to big, like, sometimes it wasn't even, like, him stealing things, like, people, like, were missing their baby and then found it, like, in another house, like,
Whoa.
In, like, baby swaps and stuff
right,
like
check
that,
for babies.
Like,
is there a baby on the ship?
You're holding a baby.
Oh my god! He's amazing! That's incredible!
Throw baby.
I'm gonna rifle
through
checking
my... your chest?
Yep, I'm checking through my
your,
chest.
Your boots of striding and springing are gone.
Oh my god, Eric! Oh my god, alright. And then I turn... And then seeing this, I'm like, you know what? Those boots did not match my clothes at all. But... Now all I've got are my nice shoes, and this is gonna suck when I have to start walking through this fucking forest that we're about to land in. Is it a forest? I keep asking, and you never give us an answer.
Yeah, it's a forest.
It's a forest? Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna have to start hiking soon.
You've looked up and looked at the forest. You realize the sun is setting. It's beautiful.
I don't care. I'm looking right at those parents, and I say, I'm gonna have to start hiking soon. And listen up, you Ricardo-toting morons! You are getting me new boots! You are returning the platinum! You are giving me everything I've lost!
We don't have any money!
You don't have any money!
We don't have anything!
Oh, I look around. Do I believe them? Roll.
Where five. Are we?
Where are you? This is the worst... Bathwack, this is what I was trying to get you to come here for. These people are saying, oh, we don't know anything! We just came from Barovia! It's horseshit!
They don't have any money?
It's a lie.
Can I make, can I just make a I don't know, insight check or something? Can I just...
You both can.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. That's what nice. I get a sense of.
That is a 20.
It's a 9.
Okay. Neither of you think they are lying. They seem genuinely confused and now terrified with you screaming in their faces.
All right, I turn my finger to Hank. Where did he go?
He's up front with Ool.
Oh, fuck. I turn it to the front.
All right.
I'm looking for someone to blame, but Hank's not here.
Meanwhile, I'd like to... I'm going to go into this purse, which seems to get... bag, which seems to be getting heavier. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give them each 10 gold pieces because... whenever we land and wherever we're gonna, whatever's gonna happen next, they're gonna need some way to take care of, you know, trade and take care of themselves.
Aww. So
clearly something's gone wrong. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Are they okay taking that money? I don't know whether I'm giving them Barovian gold or what.
They tentatively take it. Yeah.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is just, you might need this. You said you don't have anything.
Thank you. And you guys, both of you, I want you to roll Arcana checks.
Me too?
Yeah, both of you and Bathway.
Oh, I want someone to ask them about Strahd again. They didn't remember about Strahd, right?
No.
It's just a 4.
12.
All right. So, you feel like things are pretty good up on top. You've lashed things down and triple tied and whatnot, and Eva seems able to keep up with the bonfires. The rear envelope, due to its condition, is not holding a ton of hot air enough to keep it. So the back is still tilting some, but it not as significantly as it was. And you think that the airship, while still losing altitude, is doing so significantly less quickly than it was before your efforts. So yeah, you've successfully recovered the envelope of the airship Goodvary, and as a result, woohoo! I'm going to give you inspiration.
Yay!
Oh, I forgot that. So if no one's doing anything, I'm going to go up and I want to talk to Ul a bit more. You know, when do you think we're going to be landing? I mean, how rough do you think it's going to be? What kinds of things can we do to prepare?
Well,
especially to prepare the guests that are on board.
Certainly, yes. Well, you're one of those. All of your safety and comfort is in mind. If you see out there, and he points out, the sun has set a little bit more, and so things are starting to darken into twilight. And he points out ahead of you, and you are, at this point, sort of directly underneath you. You can see there's a large-sized river flowing beneath you. And he points down its course, and you can see off in the distance, you can see some twinkling lights, which you think might be a settlement of some sort. And he says, that's my goal right there. I'm going to try to set us down somewhat close to there, and perhaps from there we can figure out what the next steps are in terms of gaining assistance or something.
Do you think we'll land within, you know, a short hike of the settlement, or do you think we're going to be in for a long journey?
When we had lost that that rear envelope, that was certainly going to be the case. But now that we've got that back, I think that I should be able to bring us in with some good accuracy. Sheila here, she's in good shape, and so I should be able to get us somewhat close.
All right. What can we do in the back of the cabin to prepare?
I mean, I think if you want to, you know, maybe see that the weaker among you is secure and safe. It, you know, the landing, I'm not foreseeing an area that is suitable for a craft like this to take it a landing zone, if you will. So things likely will be a bit bumpy, but as long as we're ready for it, I think everybody should be fine.
Do you think we'll go down on the river or like in the treetops or something like that?
I'm not planning on hitting the river itself. I'd like to at least make the ship a little more salvageable. I don't know. We're sort of in the middle of nowhere. I'm not sure how much we'll have in terms of supplies to repair. But in the off chance that we can, I'd like to make that an option. Otherwise, to be honest, I foresee having to abandon the ship here and make my way back some other way to report what had happened and plan a salvage sometime down the road.
Huh. And do you know what the river below us is called?
I would say this is likely either the main trunk of or a tributary of the Bear Toggle.
Woohoo!
Oh.
Based on how long we've been flying so far.
I feel like I've been there before.
Mm-hmm. Envision.
You know what?
Only in a dream.
Yeah.
Do you know what that settlement is? Is it too hard to tell?
I do not. This is, based on what I can see from here, it doesn't seem like it's a very big one, so it's probably not on any major maps. I'm not too familiar with this area overall. There's certainly no towers or waypoints around here that I've flown into.
All right, well, we seem, at least for the moment, somewhat back in control.
Yes, I think that's a fair assessment. Thanks to all of you. And he claps you on the shoulder. Back.
You fall over.
Yeah. I fall off the ship.
Yep. Right through all the patchwork I just done. I'm really mad about that.
Nedul steals the hippogriff and flies away. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go back into the cabin. I mean, actually, what I'm going to do, if there's nothing else particularly going on, is I'm going to see if I can find something to begin cleaning up this armor, which I'm going to take off and try to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Wait, why is your armor dirty?
I have not taken care of it for weeks.
Are we supposed to take care of our armor?
I've kept my sword very sharp, but the armor I've completely neglected.
Don't you remember?
That's also why...
My armor's leather. It's supposed to be
fine.
Dirty.
Yours is okay. Fine. But Bathwack, every time he lifts his hands above, like, shoulder level, he starts squealing and squeaking.
Oh, crap!
Terribly. Yeah.
Oh, crap!
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who else has to take care of their armor? Does Will have to press his business suit? Okay.
I have been mending the shit out of my business suit everywhere I can go.
No wonder you got the mending spell.
Yep, that's what I... Seriously, I picked that because I was like, well, Nick's knocked around and I'm gonna eat... Like, Will is going on this blimp and he's gonna be traveling first class is what he thinks and he needs to look presentable. So I was like, mend, he would know that spell. Absolutely. Absolutely would know that spell. Mend and clean.
Mend
yes.
And clean.
You have a little, like... trial size packet of the mending spell to take with you on journeys.
All right, well, I'm going to be talking to the people in the back.
Yep.
I'm going to be like,
uh-huh.
So, do you even have a kid? Is the parents. Obviously.
No, we don't have a kid at all. What are you talking about?
Did you say the dew had come down?
That's up to you. You would feel free to.
I interrupted though with
that's
the
okay.
Further
go ahead.
Blimp fight
you've been,
interrogation.
You've been a little quiet. Yeah, we can forestall blimp flight for the skies over my hammy.
Seeing that that we're going down, which we knew we would anyway.
Yeah.
But Dew is going to come down and start getting people ready because unless we've done a very good job. The back end of the ship would be heavier than the front end because everybody's in the back. So unless we want them hitting first, we need to move people forward and give them padding and all that sort of stuff.
I think we want them to hit first and I'll go in the front. Okay?
You cast
sounds
fly.
Good?
Yeah. Hover yeah. Above the front.
Yeah. Yep.
So Dew enters the room as well, interrupting the blimp fight to start moving people toward the center of gravity.
Okay. Which, yeah, at this point is kind of towards the front under the healthy envelope.
And are they bunks, or do they have little thin mattresses?
They would be, yeah, like thin. You would be able to remove the padding on there, if that's
okay.
Your thought.
Then
yeah.
Everybody here, grab a mattress. We need to move toward the front of the airship.
I feel like Dew is some sort of St. Bernard, because he's always shepherding us in the right place so that, like, the ship doesn't capsize. I guess that's not exactly what St. Bernard's do.
You think it may be like a shepherd?
You mean because he shepherds?
Yeah.
How about a shepherd dog?
Okay.
Like a collie.
Or like a German shepherd?
No, more like the, like in the movie Babe.
Oh, like a pig.
No!
So what Dew is directing traffic with his corkscrew dick?
Yep.
Yeah, asking everybody to take a mattress and move to the front of the ship. What's going on?
The poor person on Twitter who's going to have to correct all of our anatomical errors, like
yeah.
Our animal facts again.
Or draw fan art of this.
Yeah.
We will.
I don't think it's constituting fan art anymore. What?
Hate art?
Hate art.
It's like art therapy to exercise these things out of their brains.
Oh my gosh.
There. Okay.
Not getting at all involved in the fight. He doesn't even recognize that there's a fight going on.
Uh-huh.
He's going to start just grabbing whoever's handy and moving mattresses and things up toward the center.
Sure. Yorick will definitely help you. Manet and Jocelyn, it will depend on how much they're prevented from doing so by Will. I'm not sure how much...
Well, I asked them if they, they had a kid. They said
they
no.
They said no. Yep.
So,
and
like,
you were
do you
frustrated
remember,
by that
You
response.
Don't remember anything from the past. How long? What's the last thing you remember?
We were in our home in Barovia.
Nobody came crashing through the door looking like a big Majin Buu. A big pink man with white pants didn't come through the door. Pink. Nothing? How about an owl person?
Pink man with the white pants?
Yeah.
Why did I describe him?
I don't know. I'm always going
to trying to be evocative with my words, and that's what I get.
Either he's
he
like,
was a person. That's what I should have said.
Sunburn, or he has high blood pressure,
again,
or some shit, or rosacea. He's a man with rosacea. Did you see a man with rosacea and white pants? Did you? Are you kidding me that you can't remember? You people are useless. I pick the man's pocket as I'm yelling at him. I take Bathrak's 10 gold back.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But there is somebody I do want to pickpocket. So after I decide that they're useless.
Okay.
I'm
trying to think of a question that crash I would land, that might be a good time.
I know. I'm trying to think of like a useful question that I could get for like information.
Are they dead? Can you whisper to them?
Did you ever like, so you were in Barovia. You don't remember being mugged or anything. Nothing weird.
No, I was.
I want to read this guy's mind.
Just in my.
Rafina walks in.
I imagine in the background as this is going on, you just see like Dew walks in screen like from stage right to stage left, and then is walking back. He's got mattresses over his shoulders.
Yep.
Then he walks back in. He's got like soft luggage, like coats and stuff, and comes back. Then he's carrying out like people over his shoulders and like paying no attention at all to anything else that's going on.
So yeah, Rafina walks in.
Rafina walks in.
Dew carries her in, sets her down.
Will, why are you yelling? I can hear you all the way through the hole in the airship.
These people are claiming that they don't have a kid, and this whole time they don't remember anything. Ricardo Ulysses pretended to be their kid, and they just don't remember any of this? It's very hard to believe, and I want information. I want to know what the fuck happened. Is that too much to ask?
Are these the people who don't remember Strahd either?
I don't know. Nobody remembers Strahd.
Do you guys remember Strahd? Do you remember that guy? You know,
the
vampire
guy
Strahd,
like,
guy?
Hundreds of years ago?
Oh, no.
Okay, so something's going on.
Rafina, now that you're here, how about you roll me an Arcana check?
I've got a 6 plus 0. Woohoo! Right.
Cool.
I'm very arcane.
Mm. Yes, so arcane.
We're missing something important.
I know, this sucks. Like,
I don't know what you're
what
talking about.
It?
That's our group's motto.
But I feel like the Arcana check should be based on my medicine ability, because I've come in to soothe the troubled waters with medicine.
You know what?
Of my words.
How about you roll me a medicine check, Rafina?
Boop. 15.
Okay. So, you come in, and as a natural healer, these two creatures being lambasted by Will.
Such a dick.
They seem to be very shaken up.
Aww.
Shook up. Shooken up.
Oh, you're all shook up.
And so you move closer to see if there's maybe something. You're just naturally concerned. I mean, it's the grandmother in you.
Hey!
I turned up at the end.
I do like to give hugs, though.
Right. Uh-huh. And As you get close, you recognize something in their eyes that you've seen before in your time of healing people and coming across them in different states.
Hmm. A sty?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. They each have an identical sty.
How painful. Have they been, like, smooching with their eyeballs?
No, you just realized it wasn't you, Ricardo Ulysses. It was Professor Sty in disguise. It must have been. He gives everyone styes.
Identical styes. Yeah. His calling card.
Yep. And we look around. We all have styes. Oh, no.
Is it after 11? Oh, yeah, it is after 11.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember any of this, guys.
But you will remember this. you see a look in their eyes, a look, not a sty. You see a look in their eyes that you've seen before. It looks like they're coming off of or down from or out of a state of mind control or mind alteration.
Mm.
So you think there has been magic afoot here. Magic eye.
Hey, hey, Will.
What?
Don't talk to me in the other room.
Why?
Just do it now!
I point my finger at those people, and I'll follow you. Yeah.
It worked.
Well, they have been under some sort of mind control. I can tell I'm a healer.
All right. I still don't care. They're stupid.
Be that as it may.
Can we just push them out the hole? They're just dragging the ship down.
You look, there's no hole anymore.
What? Oh my god. Wow, who did this?
It looks weird.
Who did this?
But there's no hole.
Can I tell it was Rufina?
Yeah.
Rufina, wait a second.
Is that where the door used to be? And now there's no door. There's just this patch where the door's stuck.
You have to go out the toilet.
Ew.
No, it's the opposite side of the door,
unfortunately.
Oh my
gosh. Wait a second. You fixed the ship?
But also you used the doors to fix the hole, so now there's a hole where the doors were.
This is a turnaround. Whoa, this shit! I almost fell out of that hole. Are you just trying to confuse me? Did you come here to push me? Did you take me to this room to push me out the door?
Everyone finds all their missing coins stuck to this patchwork.
Oh my god!
There's the straw doll, the whole symbol.
Oh my gosh.
I love that so much.
I know, it's amazing. Alright, well, where's Hank? Is Hank here?
He's up front. With Ool. Laying into him.
Wait, I hear him laying into Ool.
You can see him laying into
him. Oh my god, I want to go up there. Going up there.
Yeah, but Will, do you think that Ricardo is also playing mind games with these people? That's my guess.
I don't know.
Just give me an intelligence check.
Wait, did he cast magic spells? Did he cast any magic spells this week?
You did not see him cast any magic spells.
So you want me to roll a what check?
An intelligence check.
Intelligence check. Oh, fuck. All right.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I'm sorry. All right. It was a natural 45. That's what I rolled. Intelligence.
Just straight intelligence. Ugh, eight.
Eight.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't see him cast any magic spells.
Oh, my God. Rufina, it couldn't have been him.
What?
Wait, what was the question?
Can you really come to that conclusion?
You know what? It was
the 3 minutes you spent with him, he didn't cast any spells?
No, listen. You know, Rufina. Wait, maybe you don't, but guess what?
I do know. I know a lot.
Oh, yeah, you do know, okay? By some weird twist of fate, you know too much about me, and I don't like it, but... Because you know too much about me, you know that this guy is not exactly completely different from me. So what I'm saying is...
Rufina lies down on the floor and goes to sleep.
On all the mattresses.
What he can do is awesome, but... What he can do is awesome, but it is not... I mean, I don't know... I can't remember anything about him being magic, so it's probably the owl that I killed completely on purpose at the beginning of this episode. Do you remember that?
I do, and I don't approve because I could have brought her back, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I know.
You should have at least caught her in your purposeful killing.
Okay, listen, Rafina, I tried. I tried to catch her. I tried. No. Listen, I'm trying to tell you a secret. Don't tell anyone.
And in all your heads, you hear Ool announce to everybody, okay, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Get ready.
Uh-oh. Are we going to crash land already?
Oh, no.
Why did I fix the hole?
We've been crash landing for the past several hours.
Several weeks in real time.
Oh, no.
All good things must come to an end.
So, yeah, when you look out, you see that the treetops are now quickly approaching.
Oh.
You all can clearly see these twinkling lights not too far off in the distance. Things have, it's almost full night at this point. But you see these lights, but they don't look just like normal lights. They look like they're like multicolored, like all different kinds of like reds and greens and blues and yellows and whites and pinks.
Wow.
Like a festive array of colors in the distance. But you you can all sort of hunker down. You feel the tops of the trees sort of scrape against the top of the airship. It's not too fast, because basically the only drive is the hippogriff, and Ool is in full control of the hippogriff, and there's sort of a small...
But still, we're crashing! We're crashing! I'd say.
Well, you're slowly descending. It's not that bad. Like, if it weren't for Dew, this would be way worse.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
You don't know.
I know! I refuse to know!
There's no respect.
No.
So are you all still? Are is the rest of the group still in the very back?
I think we.
I think everybody
up.
Came
when,
up front.
When Ool said that, especially at least
there was time. He wasn't like, "Okay, everybody, it's happening now." I'm being a little cinematic. You can all react and get yourself in the appropriate position.
Mm-hmm. Dew has everyone gathered on the floor with like mattresses sandwiched together. We're all lying down, you know, ready for.
It's beautiful.
Ready for impact.
Yep, and Ool's out there. He looks awesome. He's like guiding Sheila with the reins. He's like standing up on his chair, like he's like really into it. And he looks like he's picked out this sort of clearing-ish. I mean, this is very thick woods here, so there's not many options. There's not like, this beautiful like pasture to lay his ship down in. But he. Are you laughing at me?
Nope, I'm laughing at an idea I had in my head. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is it about me?
No. I was going to say, I don't know if I would lay on the mattresses. I think I'm going to wrap myself in some of the velvet curtains and make myself...
Oh, those are all gone.
Oh, they're all gone?
They're in the hole.
Oh.
Rafina used them all.
All right. I turned my pants into a silk parachute.
Already done. So yeah, he rather skillfully sort of guides it in and sort of pulls as much of the bulk of the ship over as much of this opening as possible, and then just pulls Sheila in, and the airship sinks the rest of the way, and it hits the trees and kind of tilts a little bit.
We're crossing! Will is not handling this well, I don't think.
Rafina says, really? I think the runway's back there over the colored lights. Go over there! Toward the lights!
You can feel branches sort of scraping up. A pine bough pokes through one of the softer healed parts of the hole.
Oh, no!
Probably through part of the more velvety.
The trees are gonna grab us!
Dew
suddenly, it's like Evil Dead.
Considering casting silence on Will.
Does anyone have cast airbag?
I am an airbag. That won't do anything. No.
And yeah, so it sort of settles down into the trees, sort of on a tilt. You know, not front to back this time, but sideways. So at least it's a little bit of a change of pace.
So the whole group that I have on the floor starts rolling.
Yeah, it's not that severe. It's just kind of angled a little bit. And finally, with some crashing and breaking of branches, it settles to a rest. Mm. And everything is eerily still. Mm. Now that
Are we in the canopy or on the ground?
You'd have to peek out the window, which we can investigate in a moment. But the first thing you notice is that, as I said, things are eerily, you know, sort of still, but not quite silent. Because you hear sort of faintly coming through the poked hole and anything that's open at this point. You hear this sort of lively music carrying to you.
I was going to say it's Ewoks. I thought I was getting slumped up.
More along the lines of like a jig. Like a lively sort of dancing music. Like you could, you know... feel yourself, you know, tapping your foot to, like, sort of coming to you over the stillness of this night, now that all the
snapping
and crashing.
Under the shelter of Seed Corral. Like that?
Exactly like that. It sounds lively and happy and inviting. And as this tune caresses your ears... we'll have to find out where you are, canopy or ground, where exactly this music is coming from. Next
Rafina
time.
Says, "Oh man, I hate this song."
It's Cloven. Yep. It's Cloven. He's following us. No.
We'll have to find another song that you hate to play at the beginning of next
dirigible dirge.
Dirigible.
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 The end.
Yeah. Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.